listener production.
Hi, Saskia Channing here with the latest. The Prime Minister has joined in on calls to quash misinformation on social media. It comes after footage of the two stabbing attacks in our state's capital went viral online last week. Anthony Albanese says social media has a social responsibility.
In addition to that, of course, we know some of the misinformation, including naming some innocent bloke as the perpetrator, is just extraordinary that that occurred and that that was replicated. We need to recognise that, and social media has a responsibility.
A close call for those around a Wagga fish and chip shop yesterday. Emergency crews say it's a miracle nobody was seriously injured after a car slammed into Lake Village takeaway around 11 a.m. Staff member Gabrielle King telling Seven about the moment of impact.
I heard the tyres squeal, and as I was coming out the front, the cars jumped up the gutter and flew straight through the middle of the shop.
It might seem like a radical idea, but there's a growing push for wine to be sold in cans rather than glass bottles. Charles Sturt University's winery in Wagga is leading the charge, with 15% of its wine now packaged in cans. The uni's Johnny Clark says it's better for the environment and still tastes just as good.
We do a bit of a Pepsi challenge within the winery, and because we've bottled the same wine in can and glass in bottle, and then we taste them, not knowing which one is which. You know, even with a fair bit of experience in wine tasting, I rarely get it right, so the quality is in the can and it's same in the glass.
And the Griffith area has been named the most affordable part of the Riverina to buy a home. PropTrack's crunched the numbers, finding one in five home sales there are considered affordable for a typical household. That compares to 12% around Tumut and 11% in Wagga. The Goannas have mutually parted ways with off-season signing Jeremy Kirkwood just one game into his tenure at Mango. A serious rib injury and him being off the standard required were the main factors for the choice by coach Nelson Foley. The injury would have also seen the forward spend 6 to 8 weeks on the sidelines.